Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
All right, so give me one second here. All right, everybody. This is Revolution Evolution Solution Podcast. This is episode 3. We're going to be speaking to my guest, Renegade Broadcasting. And what we're going to be talking about is Flat Earth. Personally, I'm on the fence about it. I'm sure many of you have your opinions on it, but I'm letting Renegade come up here and speak to all of us more info on it, because maybe we just don't know enough. So that's the subject today, and here we go. All right, Renegade. You good?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, good, good. Yeah. Okay, so I guess I came into this probably 5 years ago. And I should point out that my mom actually is the director for our local church. It's actually pretty big where I am. And she always taught me that you should have free will. That kind of left an impression on me. And up until a while ago, I was an atheist. But ever since I come across Flat Earth, honestly, it made me really question, because it says multiple times in the Bible that it is flat and that the heavens above, the waters above, and the waters below. It says many times about the heliocentric model just not being what it is. So that really brought me into thinking that maybe the Bible actually has some truth behind it. I mean, I know there's passages like Romans 13, and that says how the government, you shouldn't question the government. And I guess you could say Jesus, the message of Jesus, whether or not he was real, whether he was black, whether he was Jewish, none of that matters. The message is what mattered. And the message was that Caesar, the government at the time, was corrupt, and that he thought he was God. And really, there's natural law, and he wasn't God, right? So, but at the Bible, over the years, has tried to stop that message. It's damage control, in my opinion. The Bible has been written by men many years after Jesus was born, and many years after he was born. So I look at the Bible as kind of damage control to Jesus' message. And a lot of people don't like to hear this, but he cast the money changers out. Jesus didn't like the Pharisees, and he didn't like Caesar. So for that, he was killed. Right. So I don't know.
Well, I want to say that.
Is there any questions? Yep.
Yeah. I want to say that we're pretty much on the same page, and I'm surprised because for everybody listening, you know, we literally just started talking on a comment section on a video on YouTube. And I just invited him in. I haven't really spoken to him. And I got to say, everything you said, I think there's a little bit more to the message than just that. That is a key part. And yeah, one thing we talked about a little earlier was how I said that I feel the Bible is corrupt. And you mentioning Romans is a perfect example of it. Like, I wouldn't think that doesn't even go with God's message. Or with Jesus' message. Just obeying the government just the way it is. That doesn't sound like something Jesus would say. He would say, you know, like how he said, give to Caesar what is to Caesar and give to God what is to God. What that meant was certain things, you know, you live in the government and you live in that country, you have to pay your taxes or whatever it is. Give him the material things. That's what belongs to him as the emperor or the king or whatever, or the president.
Right.
But to God, which is, you know, your worship, your faith, all that stuff, that belongs to God only. You must never put a man as your God. And that's what, like you said, what Caesar was trying to do and what every leader basically tries to do. I don't think any of them don't try to be God.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it makes you wonder, is the Bible going to be rewritten where Jesus healed the sick with vaccines, or
Well, God knows,
is
because
it?
they're programming us there, and especially the youth. So maybe something crazy happens, and only like the young kids survive, and they brainwash them, and they erase or they change all of the past. I'm sure they would love to do that. But
So, what question would you have about flat Earth? Just any question, go.
yes. So I'm gonna get to it right there, but I wanted to go back to what we were just talking about. So a lot of people won't agree with this, but one thing that I've come to the realization, I guess, is the more I read the Bible, the more I'm seeing it's either the NWO is trying to copy the Bible, or that's their script and they're just playing it off. I don't know which one it is, but if you notice everything.
If the people that
Yeah, go ahead.
what if the people that sorry what if the people that wrote the Bible are the same ones that are running the show today? The Bible was
That's what
written.
I came to recently. So it's amazing that we're on the same brainwave right now. I don't want to believe that, because I do feel there's some things in the Bible that are true, right? And I do believe in God sincerely. But then it always goes to one thing that I always say: you cannot have a lie without the truth. A lie is only a twisting of the truth. You can't just make a lie out of the thin air. You have to get something that's true and change it. And that's how you lie.
Right, that's a good point.
So I do believe there is some of God's word in the Bible, but then they twist it so much to where it's almost unrecognizable.
Damage control. It's damage control. It's just like YouTube. The censorship is getting out of control. I mean, you can't have an honest conversation with the censorship. That's I save all that for BitChute.
Well,
I see Jesus's message being the Bible as being damage control to Jesus' original message.
that's exactly how I feel, and a lot of people will get mad about that. Why? Because they feel that the Bible is the only thing that's true, the only thing that could save them. The Bible has become their savior instead of the message. So anytime somebody veers off or says anything like that, they get offended because they're desperate. That's the reality. They're desperate. In a world full of lies, they feel that's the only truth. So if you tell them, oh, even that could have been corrupted, then they feel helpless, and they don't want to feel that way. But I think you need to be realistic. You can't just believe everything plainly. Even the Bible itself says that to you. You have to divide the word of God and hold fast to what is good. Right there is telling you some things you need to throw away. But people don't want to hear that. I guess it's too much work. I think they'd rather just have the book and say, this is the truth, and I don't need nothing else.
Jesus would be very upset with a lot of these churches and how they just go, they say whatever the government tells them to. If they don't, they lose their tax exemption. So they sell out. And I think Jesus would be very upset with these churches. I'm upset. I'm very disappointed with their heliocentric Zionist Christians. Okay, like ever since NASA was founded, they sell out. They've sold out to the Christmas. Christmas is another one that's purely satanic in its inception, outlawed in America. Really, the parallels between Satan and Santa Claus are crazy. Satan, well, you know all about that. So, right. And it really is a pagan holiday. But the churches, they want the money. They sell out. Jesus would be very upset. Just like me, I'm very upset with how these churches have just sold out. They just sold out.
Well, I think they've been sold out before Jesus came and when he was there and after. I don't think it's ever changed, to be honest.
Almost like that's what it was designed for, really. I mean, the Bible, really, a lot of the stories in the Bible were written in the stars long before they were put on paper. So, I hate to say it, but in my opinion, and maybe this is the old atheist speaking out, but I think that it's the earliest form of mind control. And now that they have TV and they have the news, they've done away with the churches.
And
It's
you
like
know
they.
what? You know what? Now that you say that, and I after this little mini segment, I do want to get into the flat earth. But if you notice, it is the first type of mind control. That's the first thing humans thought about, like, why am I here? Who put me here? And then they created that. And it's funny how you say it. Now they're attacking the Bible. Now they're trying to attack religion, right? So what if they used it? Because humanity and their DNA is linked to asking these questions, you know? Like, we have this desire to know. So first they got it, they used it, they twisted it to mind control you, and then now they want you to throw it all away. They don't even want you to believe, not even in the good parts. They want
The government can't have people with faith. These pe the people that have faith, they're the danger. The atheists, the atheists are in love with science. Science and atheism go hand in hand, and science is the atheist's master. So the government loves atheists. They don't like Christians because we want a family. They want a family unit. Christians have good values. You know, it's and not
basically,
only that, but it's an economic system that we're
they used that passion that humans have for trying to find God or who created them. They used it when it's convenient, but now it's no longer convenient. Now they have to take it away completely.
Right.
And it's kind of like, I know, I think you're in Canada, right?
Right.
So we're in the United States, right? And most people, not so much anymore, but most people love the Constitution and they want to keep it, right? And it was, you know, it's pretty good. It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect, but it was pretty good, right? So now they're trying to destroy it. Why? They gave it to you in the first place, right? Because you're connected to that. You want a liberty. So they play to your emotions and they let you have it while it was convenient for them. But now that they have the control over everything, now they're ready to throw it away too. And I'm sorry, like, there's these people saying, oh, there was some good Freemasons and some bad Freemasons, and they want to say that because they want to defend the founding fathers. But I think the founding fathers gave us the Constitution on purpose because it was the start of a new country. They need to appeal to the people. But later on, once they had full control, it was always meant to be taken away. And bring in the new world order. It was just a stepping stone towards that.
Yeah, well, mean, it gets into the next thing, which a lot of these slaves that were brought over here, they were brought over by Jews, right? Do you know that?
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Okay, so, well, I mean, I've talked to black people. I work with black people and Filipinos, and I, you know, so I talk to them just like about everything. There's no filter with me. And that one of the black guys that I talked to, he said, yes, I know about this. And he said that you got to remember too, though, a lot of these African tribes had prisoners and they were selling the prisoners to a lot of Jewish people. And I mean, if you look at it too, before the before that the Constitution was signed, there was no, you weren't allowed to have Jews in there, right? So
And
I don't know. It gets into a problem.
it's I'm not even gonna go too deep because that's a whole subject in of itself. But these so-called Jews, which I don't even know if they're the real Jews or not.
The Synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, these synagogue of Satans, these brood of vipers.
Khazars.
It's so funny. Like, if you, at least according to the research, you know. According to the research of a lot of people, they basically believe that they are the pure race and everybody else is like cattle. Everybody else is like a low-grade human. So I wouldn't doubt that they did or that they took part in the selling of the Africans.
Well, I mean, Christians aren't exempt from that either. I mean, they look at the non-believers as people that are going to go out and burn in hell, right? I mean, so
But
same with the Muslims. I
who wrote the
mean,
Bible?
Muslims
Who wrote
want
the Bible?
dead. Sorry?
Who wrote the Bible?
wrote the Bible was mostly Jews. Other than Matthew, Matthew is written by a Christian, but most of the Bible was written by Jews. Before and after Jesus's death, many years before, many years after.
but they were behind it all. I don't, maybe Luke, whatever, he was just a writer, but all the disciples supposedly were Jews. And I don't know if you read the Bible, but in the book of Acts, you see how the brother of Jesus, James, tries to keep people under the Jewish law. And
Really?
so, and if you go down, I know you've gone down the rabbit hole, the Catholic Church was basically the people who started it were Jews.
Right, no, I know this. Yeah.
That's what they're called, crypto Jews, because
Exactly,
they were getting
Sephardic.
persecuted. So then they try to change and say they believe in Christ, but then they what they did was infiltrate the message through it.
Oh, they love that people worship a dead Jew. They love that. So.
It's kind of like the same thing with the Holocaust. That's the point. Like, you make the Jew the victim in order to then get the power.
Controlled opposition.
Yeah, it's crazy. But so since we're talking about this Bible, and I want to get into the flat earth, talking about what we just talked about, we don't really know how much is true or how much is not true in the Bible. Then you say the Bible talks about a flat earth, so maybe it's another controlled opposition. I've heard of that take. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I've heard of that too, controlled opposition. I mean, if that's true, why am I being censored constantly on this? I mean, I've had my Facebook account deleted multiple times. A lot of the times I try and share that. So I mean, if it is a controlled opposition, can you kindly tell whoever's censoring me on this topic to just leave me alone and that they're wasting their time? You know what I mean? So a lot of these videos get taken down too. I've been trying to go through this the past day, and a lot of these flat Earth videos have been deleted, you know. So I mean, if it is a psyop, whoever, for whatever reason, they're deleting it.
Well, they go deep. Think about this. Like, do you believe Trump is actually for the people?
No, obviously,
All right. And don't they try to
he's
censor him and make him
the
seem like he's crazy and try to shut him up? So they could go
He
all the
gave
way.
the
Huh?
They gave the keys to Netanyahu yesterday or a couple days ago. That's
Yeah, I saw that. But what I'm trying to say is, you see, he most likely is controlled opposition. So if he is, they're still attacking him. They're still trying to censor him. So just because they're doing that to you doesn't mean they fear it. But maybe that's part of the psyop to make you feel like, you see, there is something there. Keep going. Because what I heard is that this flat Earth thing is supposed to make people who think there's something hidden, make them look crazy and stupid.
Well, speaking of hidden, do you know that they're hiding more land beyond South Pole?
Yes, I've heard all of this, and like I said, there's certain things that make me be on the fence, because it is true. Why can't they let anybody else fly there? You know, why is it not owned by any country? It's like all the countries are protecting it. So yeah, there is
Well, here's the
something
thing.
there.
They don't like how the American Revolution went down when we found new land and we tried to escape taxation. So they don't want that to happen again, right? So, and who knows? They could be setting up these new continents that are going to be discovered, quote unquote. So, you know, but here's the thing. Space is a prison for your mind. They want you looking up and thinking that space is the way out, okay? But it's not. It's a prison for your mind. The way out of here is beyond the South Pole. So I think the psyop really is that the space deception. They want you looking up when really it's beyond South Pole.
So, like, my opinion on this is there's so many psyops, I don't really know what to believe. But let's keep going to the flat earth and let's go into the science. We know the Bible says it. Now, actually, before we go into science, why do you think there is a firmament in the first place?
Well, do you think that we landed on the moon? This is where it all started with me. in the 90s, I watched Fox. I couldn't believe it, Fox. So I mean, you know, that is a good point. Fox brought it out, so maybe it is controlled opposition. But I mean, the moon landing, do you honestly think we landed on the moon?
From the video that I saw, it definitely looks fake.
Oh yeah. So 51 years. I'm not asking for bases on the moon. I'm just asking to float in heaven or in space, right? And still nothing. So I mean, when I found out that the moon landing was obviously fake, then it just made me realize. So what's the height? Okay, one question I guess I would have is at what height do you see curvature? How high up do you have to be to see curvature? And the typical answer I get is out of an airplane. So, and then I say, no, you actually, NASA admits you have to be much higher up to actually see curvature. So I don't deny that rockets are real. Obviously, they're real and they do get shot up. But if you look, Cape Canaveral, Florida, that's right off the coast of an ocean. So they shoot them off into the ocean, really. They don't ever go into space. Once you watch these videos, you can see that the rocket's obviously going up, but then it switches to computer animation. And here's the thing, why would Russia give up one of the greatest tax scams in the history of tax scams? Russia, China was landed on the moon, and our media never reported it because it was so embarrassing how fake it was compared to NASA and how much money they spend on faking space. Just right, obvious. It was obviously computer animation when China landed on the moon. I mean, and if it's real, why did they use computer animation? So it's really a big tax scam. This proves that all the nations of the world work together. That Flat Earth proves without a doubt that all these nations work together to keep the lie alive. They're taxing people for cheap movies.
But
Like,
let me ask you this though, is the firmament to you like a dome? Because I've heard about the dome.
well, I don't know if it would be a dome. If there's more land hidden beyond the South Pole, then it wouldn't be a dome. So,
Well, you could still be flat and just not have gone throughout the whole territory yet.
that's a good
We don't know
question.
how big the dome is, but that's what I've heard. When I've heard a lot of flat Earth, the firmament is supposed to be like a dome, like literally like something that we can't escape, and that's why they say that they didn't go to the moon because they can't get out, and that the moon and the sun are in the same, like they're closer than what they're saying,
Right. Well,
like
here's
it's
the thing.
within the dome.
You want to know where this whole flat Earth versus round Earth debate started? Okay, you want to know the church, a lot of people, the church had got a lot of people mad a long time ago, 500, 600 years ago. And a lot of these Satanists came up with the space deception, okay? And they want you to then go to them for the answers, and they want you to think that the Bible is backwards and it's stupid. And so a lot of Jesus is banned in NASA. They're all atheists. None of them are Christians. If you look at these astronauts, not one of them are Christian. Okay. So you just need to know that Satan worshipers, devil worshipers, had a vendetta against the church. And they want you to go to them for the answers. Like I said, they want you to think that the church is backward and stupid. And I mean, haven't they done that kind of? When you look up, you think space, but really, it's heaven. I bet you more people believe in aliens than they do in God. If you ask the average person, they'll believe in aliens. They won't believe in God, right?
Well, let me share with this. I don't know if you've heard of this, but have you heard that some flat Earth people believe that God put a dome over the Earth and that these Satanists are trying to escape the Earth, but they haven't been able to, so they're faking all that stuff, but that they're still trying
Right.
to literally break out of the dome.
Yeah, well, they've tried with nuclear bombs, quote unquote. I don't believe in nuclear bombs either, but.
So this is something that I just thought of, actually before we got on the podcast. I was thinking, what if there is a dome and the dome is actually the ozone layer, and
Right.
They're saying that it's breaking down, and that's why there's climate change. There's more heat from the sun coming in through the hole in the ozone layer. What if they're actually trying to break it down to escape? And that's why they want to go to Mars and all these things, but they're trying to break the dome. They haven't left, but they need your money to keep making technology to finally break out.
I wouldn't doubt that. That's a good theory. I mean, have you heard of this? Adam and Eve, right, in the Garden of Eden. This is what Satanists believe. Okay, I don't necessarily believe this, but God held Adam and Eve as prisoners, right? Just like a caged animal, and only until Satan came along did he offer to let them evolve. Right, God was preventing them from evolving, and Satan came and essentially freed them from the Garden of Eden. Right? Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, so I'm gonna be honest, I'm a Gnostic, which they say that Satanists are Gnostics. First of all, you have to know that there's not all Gnostics think the same, just like there's many different Christians and all this kind of stuff.
Lots of denominations.
Yeah, so the Gnostics do believe that. This is what the Gnostics believe. So the Gnostics believe God isn't the true God. There's a higher God than him, and he's a vengeful, evil God, and he imprisoned humankind here. And yes, supposedly the serpent gave them knowledge or whatever, and that's how they evolved, and now they're trying to break free from God's control. That's why, if you read the Bible, it says in Revelations that the nations were getting ready to make war with God. So now this goes back to, if you go further, into older religions, it does kind of say it's about aliens. Like this God is actually an alien instead of a supernatural being.
Right.
So if there's any truth to that,
The Nephilim, right?
yeah. But like the angels are aliens. Like, you know how they say, no, they're angels. No, no, they're aliens. They're actually the same. They're both. So they're spirits, and their physical form looks like what we call aliens, which is like reptilian and
Right.
stuff. So what they believe is when the universe got created, right, there was a like, the first thing formed were the spirits, and the first spirit was what we call God, and he created, a whole bunch of angels. Supposedly they saw a figure of light that looked like a man, and then they copied that image that they saw, and they created a man out of the earth. And then supposedly something, that same light tells that God or the alien, however you want to picture, that it needs to breathe into to mankind to make it alive. And then he breathes in, and then supposedly he loses a part of his spirit, and it goes into man. And then, so basically they say that, well, it's a very complicated thing, but basically picture this. There's the spiritual realm or dimension, whatever you want to call it, and then there's this realm. The gods in the Bible are physical beings, but those beings have like the first spirits ever created. So they're very powerful spirits. And thus they last like thousands of years. So they created man, and they gave a piece of its spirit into man. And then that God wanted to make it, it's his creation, so he wanted to do what he wants, so he put it in an enclosure, which is the Garden of Eden. Now, it's crazy though, if you actually go to the Bible, right, and you go to the part about where it talks about Eden, if you get the word, the Jewish word, one of the meanings is enclosure. So, like, literally, like a closed off place.
Okay.
So it's actually in the Bible if you go to the root of the words.
Here's the thing I would say about that. When he kicked them out, he put a mark on them to protect them from the others. And if they're the only two, why would God put a mark on to protect him from the others, right?
Yes,
You know,
and
who are the others?
so this is where it goes. The Gnostics also believe there were two Adams, which that doesn't mean two identical Adams, but what that means is two different types of humanities. One was already here, and then that God or that alien created his own, and that's the one that was in Eden, and that's why when he kicks out Cain for killing his brother, it says Cain built a city and had a wife and all this kind of stuff. So they're saying that there was other humans somewhere else, and so Cain mixed with those other humans, and that's supposedly like that's supposedly what it's all about. Like they want the people that believe in that God want to purify and only have them, like they want to eliminate the other types of humans because they weren't created by their God. So basically they're trying to change your DNA into them, into their DNA.
Right.
And that's supposedly what this whole thing is all about. And supposedly that's what the Twin Towers are about. The Twin Towers represented the two types of humans, and so then they destroyed it and they put one building. So there's only one race.
Oh, right. Well, here's something I've heard. It's a theory is that when there was the floods, God opened the floodgates from heaven, right? And that if there it is true that there is more land hidden beyond Antarctica, the South Pole, that there were different people, different animals that floated over here when the South Pole was completely melted, or you know, water went over it. And that these people traveled from these, like it could explain white people or, you know, Filipinos or white, you know. So, you know, and it goes along with the Garden of Eden, where, you know, they could have been on an island, you know, way past the South Pole. And then, you know, that's how they got freed. So, I mean, it's just, I've heard that floating around. I don't know if it's true or not, but.
So this is what the Gnostics believe. The Gnostics believe that Christ was actually the serpent in the garden, and he was telling the creation of this God. The knowledge of true good and evil was supposedly mixing, like having babies with each other, the two different races.
Okay.
And God didn't want that because he wanted his creation to have only his DNA, like that he could overpower the other nations. And that's what the sons of God having sex with the daughters of man and all this kind of stuff.
God's chosen people, right?
So if you think about it, if you really read the Bible, it's basically a race supremacy.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, look at the names, even the names, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are white people's names. I mean, if this does come from the Middle East, you know, so even I've heard that Jesus was black, and it describes him too as being a black person. And really, it wouldn't surprise me. He should be Middle Eastern, if you know, the time period and where he was, the location. He wouldn't be a white guy, obviously. I mean, it's Caesar Borgia's son that Leonardo DiCaprio, the white version of Jesus that you know today is. Do you know about that? Like he probably didn't look like that. It's from a
I
painting
believe
from.
that. I believe that. We don't, but I don't think that's what matters. It goes down deeper than skin color. It goes to pure DNA. Like
Well, here's
these people believe that this God that created them, that's the strongest God or the strongest alien, whatever you want to call it. And they are the chosen people to conquer the earth because they have the pure bloodline to that God. So basically, this is like a freaking alien war where some aliens support one side and some support the other. So if you read the Bible, you will notice that. Notice this, right? There's some, even Jesus says that. That's why I've been questioning it a little bit. There's a part where Jesus says that, have you ever heard the parable of the field, or sorry, of the wheat and the tares?
Right, and we're going to be separated just like the chaff. We're going to be separated. I've heard of that, yeah. And that's probably what we're going through right now. You're going to take the vaccine or not, right?
Yeah, but think about this. Think about this. So the wheat and the chaff, I looked it up, right? There's this thing that looks just like wheat, but it doesn't give any fruit. It grows like a weed and it looks exactly like the wheat, but it never produces any wheat. And it actually will kill the wheat. So in there you're seeing that the wheat gets taken into the barn while the chaff gets burned forever, right? So notice what it says. Look, listen to the story. There's a man, he put a field, and then the enemy came and sowed tares into the field. And then the angel said, or the worker said to the owner, "Hey, somebody planted tares in your field. What should we do? Should we pluck them out?" And then he says, "No, let them grow together, and on the day of the harvest, we'll separate the wheat from the tares." So it's basically telling you they're both identical. So they're saying that there's humans that are look exactly the same. They're both humans, but one of them is supposed to be better than the other. One is doomed for destruction, and one is doomed to, I mean, and one is destined to be saved.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's their prerogative. I mean, who wrote that? What who wrote that? Muslims or Chinese people? I don't know.
So this is the thing,
That's
like in the Bible and in Christianity, they'll teach you like, oh, the good people go to heaven and the other people go to hell, right? But that's a lie. It's not about good or bad. It's about DNA. That's what it's really about. If you read the Bible from the beginning to the end, it's all about bloodline. It's all about being pure in blood.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, and now pay attention to who wrote it and what they're trying to do. So can we really trust that? I don't know. Now, I do believe there's a
That's the
God for
thing.
sure, because I've prayed and I've gotten answers, but I don't know if I can trust the image that they're painting of it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, everything starts off with good intentions, but as the years progress, they become hijacked. And it's just like anything, like March of Dimes or UNICEF or a lot of these,
And listen to this, though.
these charities.
Listen to this real quick, my friend. You know, have you read the story about Moses putting the serpent on the pole?
No.
Okay, so supposedly, Moses frees the Israelites from Egypt, right? He takes them out. And then they're walking through the desert for 40 days, just kind of like the flood was for 40 days. Now they're walking through the desert 40 days. There's numbers that repeat throughout the Bible. So he says that God was raining down bread from heaven, right? And they were eating that. They had nothing to eat but bread that God was giving them.
Oh, yeah, this is coming back to me, right? Yeah.
But then they started to complain and they're like, oh, we're tired of walking in this desert. We're tired of eating this bread. We were slaves in Egypt, but at least we had meat. They wanted to eat meat. So God gets angry that they're rejecting his food. And he sends a bunch of serpents to bite them. So the serpents come and they start biting them and they start, getting poisoned. And supposedly it's fiery serpents, like serpents made of fire, and they're like burning. So they're like, oh, Moses, please talk to God, tell him to forgive us. And then Moses talks to God and God says, put a bronze serpent on a pole, and whoever looks at the serpent will be saved. Right.
Okay.
And now Christians say that that is a symbol of Christ being crucified. So why are they connecting Christ with the serpent? Why a serpent anyway? Why couldn't it be any other animal?
Okay. Kind of a slip. They forgot to translate that,
I don't know what the deal
right?
is,
Nice catch.
but now you see why these people could believe that Christ was the serpent and he was the good guy.
Right.
But now it can mean two things. This is what I was thinking. What if it means that you must kill the serpent in order to be saved? What if it's not glorifying it, but saying you must kill it? So maybe Christ was the serpent reincarnated, and that's why they had to kill him. And if they kill him, they'll be saved.
Right, that's a good point.
So.
I mean, if Jesus died for our sins, then why do we have to have G God forgive our sins? I don't know.
And Jesus said something weird. He says, you have to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. But now Jesus is
That's a
telling
good.
you to be wise like a serpent. Isn't the serpent supposed to be a bad thing? It's crazy, I'm telling
That's a
you. The
good,
more you read into it, your mind will blow up.
yeah, that's a good point.
And notice this.
Well,
This is the last thing I'm gonna say. If you read the Bible, when they bite the apple or the forbidden fruit or whatever you want to call it, God says, mankind has eaten from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and now they are like us, knowing good and evil.
Oh wow.
So he
Like
admits
that.
that that gave them knowledge.
Well, I mean, they say that we have two types of brains. We have the reptile brain that, that's kind of like the subconscious, and then you have your human brain. So
Actually, there's three
maybe
parts.
it's
It's the reptilian brain stem, then and the right and the left part of the brain. So it's three in one, just like the Trinity.
okay. Right. So maybe there's something to
And if you go deeper, there's actually six, because the front part of the two halves is the cortex, which is supposed to be where you have your critical thinking. And then if you go deeper, then there's the pineal gland, which that's why they call it the sixth sense, the intuition.
calcified over so.
Yeah. But the point is, what I want you to do, if you're reading the Bible, go back to it and you'll see how, like, there's a lot of weird stuff going on there. Like, I don't really know, because it's
That serpent connection, that's a good catch. I never really thought of that, so.
So,
Nope.
what I was thinking is maybe that's why they feel God is evil, because they know and they want to escape him. And that's why I guess maybe by destroying the environment would break the dome, kind of like a force field going down after too much damage. I don't know.
Possibility.
Now let me ask you to go into the flat earth with more science for the people that don't believe in the Bible or anything like this. Like, how you think you could prove there's a flat earth?
Well, this is the nail in the coffin for me. It's what height do you see curvature? So, I mean, you have to be literally in outer space. So, what does it take to go to outer space? You have to join the military. You have to become a fighter pilot, an ace pilot. Well, not an ace pilot, but it takes years of military, right? And then you gotta. So, they make a lot of money, these astronauts. They make probably like, I think it's somewhere from $700,000 to $800,000 a year. NASA, by the way, gets $53 million a day. That's 53 million reasons to lie right there. So to become an astronaut, to be able, so you have to go into the military for a decade, then you get a nice paycheck, seven, and I imagine before they go into space, quote unquote, really they only go into low Earth orbit. They never ever since the moon, they haven't left low Earth orbit, and they talk about it all the time that they're gonna someday leave low Earth orbit. And but it never happens. Like literally since Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's been talking about Bill, no, George Bush Jr. or no, George Bush Sr. He talked about going to Mars. Bill Clinton, he talked about going to Mars. And it's ever since for decades, all these presidents saying that we're going to go to Mars never happens. Okay, so what does it take to go to space? You have to become an ash join the military, become a fighter pilot, and then the day before you go to space, they bring you into a room and they show you the JFK assassination. And then they go, "Do you got any questions?" Now you're ready to, go in front of a green screen get on all these wires and pretend like you're floating in space, or you know. So you don't trust men, don't trust people. You should, I know it's not a good way to look at things, but when it comes to big money, these guys are making a lot of money, okay? Even if it's not about holding their family hostage or death threats, or it's about the money, okay? A lot of these guys will just continue to lie until they're dead just for the money.
Well, I think it's more than just for the money, but it's definitely, money gives them power, so of course they love it. But I'm gonna go back to the Bible for a second. Have you heard the story of the Tower of Babel?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm, yeah, exactly. I've made that connection before, you know. So it's just the same with the old. And if you look at the name of the Apollo, Apollyon, it's in reference to Satan. A lot of these missions, like Gemini, they're all gods, not of the Bible. They're so you'll never hear like Team Jesus or you know. You'll never hear like Mission Jesus. They're all
No,
gods
it's
named
because
after
if
their gods.
you go deep into it, they actually believe that Jesus is Satan.
Right.
And the Jews
Yeah, I've
believe
heard
that. The
that.
Jews will say that even in the Bible itself, they call him a demon.
Exactly. Yeah, I know all about that. It said that his mom was a whore and that they don't know who his real father was because of that fact. So
Oh, and a bunch of things. They say you're doing all these miracles because the demons are empowering you to do it. So like, and that's just in the Bible. We're not even talking about the Talmud and the stuff they say. They say that he's in hell suffering right now, supposedly. But so the Tower of Babel is interesting to me because if the God is this all-powerful spirit, right? Then why does he care if humans build a tower? Because the point of the tower was they were building it to go into the heavens where supposedly God is. They were supposed to try to get to where God lives. And supposedly God confuses their languages, and then because of the confusion, they weren't able to complete the tower. So think about this. If God is a spirit, then why is he trying to stop humanity to go into the air when he doesn't even live in space?
Well, you say that God doesn't live in space? You mean like God doesn't live in heaven?
No, I mean like this space. Like if like do you believe God is literally somewhere up there if you go high enough?
Well, that's what the Bible states. Whether or not that's true, that's what the Bible says.
So do you believe if you could get a ship and you could go high enough without dying, without being a spirit, in your human form, you could go into heaven?
I don't know, man. I mean, unless I don't have the money to be able to do that.
No, but
I
I'm
mean,
asking you, is that how you see God? Like God is literally so close to us, it's not like a whole different dimension.
oh yeah, I mean it would make more sense that he's all around us and you know, than up in a physical up there. I mean, to think that he's all around us would make more sense. That God isn't everything, right?
So, but
So
that's my point though. If he's everything, he's not in a physical location that you could literally just go there, then why did he care if they were building the tower or not?
that's a good point.
So
Good point.
the theory is that they're actually beings. They're like they have their spaceships and shit and stuff, and all civilizations knew about them, and they were trying to be stronger than them and reach their kingdom to do war. And they're in the air. They supposedly live in the air. Like they have like a freaking like one of those you seen the movies where like the UFO is like a city itself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, if they, what were they trying to build up towards? If heaven's not up there, then what are they trying to, were they trying to go to the planet Mars? Was that their way of going to Mars,
Well, the
building a
Bible
tower to Mars?
specifically states that they were trying to reach heaven. They were trying to reach where God is. So this is what I'm saying.
Right.
If God is not an alien, he's a spirit, then why would God even care if it's not physically possible for them to reach him?
That's a good point, too, yeah.
So those are all things that have made me think, because if you go past the Jewish scriptures, they all talk about aliens. Almost every single religion talks about these beings, and it shows their spaceships and way, like thousands of years before the Bible. So how come when the Bible comes out or when the scriptures come out, there's no more talk about that? Like from then on, it's something different. But even in the Bible itself, there's things that are questionable, like the tower. Like, why would God care if they're trying to build a tower to reach him? Why does God say that he looked down? If he's everywhere, why does he have to look down to see what's happening? Why does he tell them to make war? If he's an all-powerful God, why doesn't he just destroy the enemies himself?
Yeah, or if he knows the future, why would he send his own son to go get slaughtered?
And
That
especially
to
since
go
he's
through what
against human sacrifice, because that's what the other religion, the other people did. They were
right.
killing babies and stuff for the gods. So why be against that to then do it yourself?
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
It contradicts itself constantly. That's the problem. It just constantly contradicts itself.
And that's what makes me think that it's not a real spirit that's everywhere. It's just some other beings that they claim to be our gods, and that's their religion. And they put the same religion in every culture, but like with different names and stuff.
Right.
And then they're gonna come. Remember all this theory that they're gonna do like Project Bluebeam, or that they're gonna have spaceships, and they're gonna come and say that they're here to save us and stuff. So what if it is that? What if they've been aliens all along, but they've been controlling us in like a secretive way, and now they're gonna
Well,
come out in the open and say, "Hey, we're your gods," and they'll prove it and shit.
the great deception. That's the thing. They'll come as saviors, but and like it says in Revelations, it'll be the great deception. Here's the thing, okay? They want us to have, they want that. They want a boogeyman, like Osama bin Laden, like Adolf Hitler, like all of them. They want that boogeyman, the alien invasion, of a never-ending threat from another planet. That's, they would love that more than anything, to have us in a never-ending war. That's what Ronald Reagan talked about, bringing a one-world government. Our differences would be put aside overnight if there was an alien threat. And that's how one way they could get their one world order. We'd all band together against an alien threat when it would be the one world government all along, probably Israel, Russia, and China. So, and
So
that's the way I see
the Gnostic theory is that there were humans here before Adam and Eve in the Bible.
that.
They were living here for quite a while before them. These aliens came, made a new type of human being. They mixed together, and then supposedly, like the serpent was like maybe like the first or one of the oldest from the other human beings, and they were telling him, "Look, the God that created you just doesn't want you to know the truth." And maybe this is what it's about. Maybe it's just a huge alien war.
Well, I mean, about aliens. I mean, if you can show me an alien, I will like that. I'm the first person that will admit they're wrong. I love being proven wrong. That's one thing I love. If you can show me an alien,
Well,
if you can show me curvature,
think about this though. If they were to come right now, right? Like, there's no total peace, but there's not a big war going on right now. If they come right now, most people are going to be freaking out. But if they come right at the moment where countries are going at each other and they're almost going to destroy each other, and they come and stop it, then people are more likely to accept them than if they just show up out of nowhere. If they show up at the right time, with the savior type of role.
Well, I think with Flat Earth, it proves that all the countries do work together. There is no division, like fighting against each other. I mean, it's phony wars. Yeah, I guess there are wars, but they're phony wars.
But that's what they're doing though. Like they're making themselves the boogeyman. Like you think that they don't want you to awaken that the governments are corrupted and evil? They're putting it in your face. They've made themselves the boogeyman, so then you could accept the other people that are gonna come save you.
Right.
Remember, they play both sides. They'll play the good guy and the bad guy.
I mean, do you think the lizard people, do you believe in the lizard, like David Icke and the lizards, that the Queen of England's a lizard?
That's kind of like saying, you know, is Jesus white or black or olive? I don't know. I never seen
It doesn't matter.
them. I never seen them. But like the reason why they say that is because all these cultures, when they have depicted these beings that are different than them, most of the time they draw them like with serpents or a serpent head or a serpent tail. You know, there is a lot of different animals, but that's the most common one of how they describe them.
Angels and demons, monsters.
Sorry?
Angels and demons are like monsters.
That's what they do. So maybe that's why they call him reptilian. And supposedly reptiles are highly intelligent, but they're not emotional. And that's what makes them so intelligent, because they lack, or they have very few emotions. So it makes their reptilian brain, or their logical side, their reasoning, more intelligent, and that's how they have the technology. And that's why they feel they're better than us. They actually feel that emotions are weakness.
Oh, they definitely are. Emotions definitely are weaknesses, for sure.
I don't
But
know. I think it's what
it's
makes you
strength.
special.
Oh, yeah, for sure, too.
And that's why they hate it too, because they can't feel that. They don't understand why you feel love or why you cry or anything like that. So what they don't understand, they try to destroy, because it scares them.
Well, we're the builders and the Jews are the destroyers, right?
Hey man,
Amalek.
it all points to that, okay? It all points to the Jews trying to destroy what was here naturally. But I don't like to say Jews, because what if that's a psyop too? What if they're just picking that race just to lay it all on them? Like, what if they're really from all types of races?
Well, this is what I think. World War One and Two, a part of me is ashamed that my grandfather fought in that war. But I mean, don't get me wrong. What he taught was that he was fighting for our freedom. And, for that, I appreciate it. But at the same time, here's the thing. These world leaders, they have a problem. And the problem is that they have people that want freedom. And that's what these governments don't want. They don't want their people to be free. Okay. So, what better thing? They get together, they're like, we have a problem with people that want to be free. Okay, well then so do I. So how about we just fake a war and we'll have all these people that want freedom dead, and then we won't have that. So then it's kind of a eugenics thing. So then the next generation that comes around, all those people that wanted freedom are dead, so they don't have kids
Yeah,
that
because
are going to have
it's in our
the same.
DNA. It's in our DNA to want to be free, but pay attention to that. If you go back to the Bible, that's what the
Some
whole.
people love being slaves. I don't know about that. Some people love to be slaves. So it's in
No,
their
no, no,
DNA.
no. That's just called being groomed and Stockholm syndrome. You know, that's just them being brainwashed throughout time. No real human being wants to be a slave. You know what I mean?
Okay. So how about
Like
this? When
a baby. If you think about a baby, can you get a baby?
When they came to free the slaves, they said, you're free now. You don't have to work on this plantation. You're free to not be a slave. And what did they say? They said, I don't, what am I going to have to do now? I'm not going to have anywhere to work. They wanted to be slaves on these
That's
plantations when they were
Stockholm
free. They were
syndrome. You
free.
never heard of that? You never heard of that? Where like
Yeah.
they torture you so much that you actually believe that you need the master.
Right. So there you
Okay, that's what it is. Because think about it. They took you out of your habitat, Africa, for example. They took you out of there. They bring you to a strange land. And day in, day out, you're taught that you have to do what they say, and you do this, and you live here, whatever. If you just let them go, they're going to be like, well, I'm not even where I'm from. I'm in a strange place, and now I'm on my own. Like, it scares them, so they want to stay with their masters. Not because they wanted to be slaves, but they were scared of what are they going to do without them. And that's how the people are with government. That's why the people listen to government, because they're like, oh no, we need the government. You know, they need to protect us. what can we do without them? It's the same thing.
That's a religion in itself, government. The whole, you have to have faith that your vote is going to actually count. You have to have faith that these judges are going to make just decisions. You have to have faith in the police. It's another religion in itself, government.
Well,
Another.
exactly. And that's how slaves saw their masters. That's why it's called the master. Like that was their god, that was their protector. Even if they treated them bad, they still fed them, they still gave them a place to be. So that's what happens. And they basically took slavery from a certain race and they made us all slaves after.
Oh
And now
yeah.
we're okay with being slaves.
Right.
So I wanted to go back to the Bible. If you think about it, that's why they're saying that, right? Like, supposedly, you had to do what God wants, and it only had to be the way He wants. And then these people wanted to be free. And that's why they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So think about it. I don't know. I'm not saying I believe it, because the more I look into it, the same people are writing everything. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they get into everything, but they do. And
Oh, it's the creation of money, right?
it's freaking scary, bro. They're everywhere if you look deep enough. There's a Jew in
The
them.
money.
And look, if you read the Old Testament, one of the laws God told the Israelites is if you lend money, if the person is a Jew, you cannot charge them interest. But if they're not a
Right.
Jew, you could charge them interest. Think about it. Who's the rich people right now? The majority of rich people are Jewish. You think they pay taxes? I don't think so.
They also run the education system too. The influencers. I mean,
No,
yeah.
but that's what I'm saying. Like, even in their Bible, they're saying for them you could charge interest, but not like they're separating. They're saying you guys are better than them. And that's the same thing they're doing now. They control all the money and they don't pay shit or barely anything.
Well, after World War II, we had the credit card, right? So the 1960s, 1962, that the credit card came about, and you look at all these money, these loan shark company, like money marts. They have different places where you can borrow money at interest. So that's the thing. Christianity is an economic system too, that you basically you save up. What you buy is what you saved up for, whereas Judaism is of the Kabbalah. It's where we're their tax slaves. We pay interest. So.
Well, the reason why Christians, and Americans have money is because they're being used by the Jewish people. They're basically their little, you know how they say that the blacks were sold like black people?
Right.
That's the same thing. They're using the American, the Western, the European as their slave master for their own people.
So, I mean, that's what they prophesized too. They said that there'll be 1,000 slaves to one Jew, and they will want to be their slave. It says we want to be their slaves because they're so good, right? So, and really, is it not already happened? I mean, really, it's already happened.
And think about the story of Christ. Have you read the parts where it describes that he'll come down and he'll make his kingdom on the earth and there'll be 12 judges and all this stuff? That's a one world government.
It's opium.
Yeah, that's what they're
Right.
trying. That's what they say they're gonna make, a utopia, on their one world government. But in reality, you're gonna be more of a slave than you were before.
I heard this interesting story from the 1700s. There was this girl, she was actually writing Jesus is returning on eggs, and she would shove the eggs back up the chicken. And she actually made big money selling ascension robes. I don't know if you know what an ascension robe is. So, right, when Jesus returns, you're going to have a robe that looks real nice. And people would sell the farm just for these dresses that would look really nice when Jesus returns. And
Yeah,
of
because they
course,
read it
again,
from the Bible that you'll get new robes. You'll be, people will do anything.
it's just a money-making business, like getting married, you know. It's I should
Yeah.
have to ask.
It's about money, but it's not about money. It's about getting money to then have control and power over others. Money to them is just a stepping stone to control. They have
Oh yeah,
more
I see
money that
how.
they could buy anything in the world. They don't care about money. They're just using that money against you.
It's about the power, right?
Yeah.
The power. They have control over your mind, then yeah, the
And the
money comes
crazy
then.
thing is that we're building our own prison with our hard work. I'm sorry if I'm laughing, but I have to. Like, it's so sad that I have to laugh.
Oh no, I agree. Like 53, NASA gets $53 million a day. $53 million a day. So NASA bans the word Jesus.
You don't even have to go that far. Like, just go to Amazon, right? Amazon made I don't know how many billions in like 2 3 months because of the pandemic. And what are they using their money for? For self-driving vehicles to do delivery, for drones that are gonna spy on you and all that stuff. So you're giving this company money just so they could take away your jobs.
Oh yeah, we don't deal with Amazon. Actually, we go to farmers markets. I don't want any part of this system, really. I'm trying to go off grid. I'm just so fed up with it. I just want to have no part of it. I've had the same job now for 11 years. I got 2 kids, a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. I have a wife. I've been with her for 5 years now. They're actually on vacation. They're a week away. I have this week alone, so I have a house to myself. It's kind of nice. But yeah.
Just listen to the word Amazon is really a Mason.
Ha. Nice.
And they're getting the name from the Amazon forest, which if you didn't know, it's supposedly the Amazon forest is what gives most of the oxygen to the planet. If there was no Amazon forest, you'd be choking right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised how much oxygen comes out of the ocean. Lot of people don't know that. A lot of
Yeah,
oxygen comes out of the ocean.
but I really doubt you could live without trees. I think everything has exists for balance. If you remove something completely, it's gonna not be good.
Well, and do you think climate change is real? Well, it used to be called global warming, but now it's climate change. Do you think it's real?
I think it, this is where I've come. I think it is real. But they're making it real.
Yeah,
Like they're
totally.
destroying the environment on purpose and just calling it,
Right.
even though they do blame it on us, but like think about it, they blame it on everybody. It's not really us. Like the pollution we do is like non-existent. It's what
Right.
they're doing that's really messing it up with their HAARP and their chemtrails
You should
and their
check out one of the
waters and this.
YouTube
Huh?
You should check out one of the YouTube videos on Renegade Broadcast. Huh? It talks about NextRad. See, a lot of people say HAARP, and HAARP was actually shut down a long time ago. And what they're using is NextRad Doppler radars to do what you're saying. They can control the weather with. I know it sounds crazy, but if you go on Renegade Broadcasting, Space Com, on my YouTube channel, you'll see. It's got Weather Wars 101. Weather War 101. That guy is someone you want to check out. So.
I haven't heard about HAARP in a while, actually. That's why it's funny that you mentioned that because I haven't seen any HAARP videos in a minute.
Shut down a long time ago.
I had no idea. I thought people just got tired of talking about it.
No. Weather War 101, he blew that wide open that it's these the weather stations. They have Doppler radar with NextRad sonar and radar. Here's another thing, okay? So when you're watching the weather network and you see a satellite image with the Atari-like graphic clouds, what that is, it's multiple Doppler radar. But they have the balls to say that it's a satellite image. It's not. It admittedly, it's multiple Doppler radar. that uses Atari-like graphics for a cloud. And you look at their globe on the weather network and it's computer generated. And it's like, if these satellites are real, satellites are cell towers, by the way. If these satellites are real, why don't we have real-time images? Why are they using? I mean, it's 51 years since we went on the moon. You know, technology, Nikon P900 is an amazing thing. You're telling me they can't, with all these satellites up there, they can't get a satellite that shows us the clouds in real time. You know, here's another thing in Google Earth. When you look at Google Earth, you can go up, right? Why are there never airplanes? There's never an airplane in Google Earth because maybe it's coming from an airplane, a high altitude airplane. Like the International Space Station, I'm not denying that it exists, but it's a high altitude spy drone that's within our Earth's atmosphere. I mean, they admit that it's within the Earth's atmosphere. So, yeah.
Well, let me tell you another interesting thing. So remember how I told you about the dome over the flat Earth? I heard this guy, this YouTuber, and he thinks that that's why they have an obsession with the eye, because basically the flat Earth is a model of your eye.
I've seen that.
You saw that?
Yeah, and there's the cult. There's a cult called Oculus. You ever heard of the cult of Oculus?
No.
Okay, they're kind of like the Freemasons. They're free thinkers, right? And it goes into what you're just saying there.
But yeah, so it goes back to that again. Like, I don't know if it's real or not, but they do too much, in my opinion. They do too much for it to be a lie. But they do a lot of things that have to do with that, with like escaping the dome. So are we really a prisoner here? And is the New World Order just trying to escape and leave with some people, and we all stay behind and get destroyed? Or are they just lying about it just to do it? Because, like, why lie about going to space when you can't? Or why so much focus on the dome and on being in a prison and the Matrix, all these movies that they do that are basically that? Why talk about it if they don't believe it?
Well, I mean, I think they found with Operation Fishbowl that they couldn't leave. It's like I said, they didn't like how the American Revolution went down when we escaped taxation from the king. And they don't want another American Revolution, so they hide the land. That's one reason they don't want tax cattle to leave. So all the nations found out. If you ever check out Admiral Byrd, Admiral Byrd, you ever heard of him?
Yeah, that's the guy that flew to the North Pole, or was it Antarctica?
South Pole, yeah, South
South
Pole.
Pole.
And so after that, they realized that, you know, there is more land. You know, he said in an interview, he said that it's amazing to him that such land has yet to be discovered. And that's across the South Pole from Middle America. He's describing that there's more land beyond what you would think to be the South Pole, right? So when they find this out, they're probably all freaking out and they're like, oh no, our t the tax cattle is going to leave and we're going to have another America. We're going to have all these people. You know, we can't have that. So they had to get that on the lockdown and push the space deception hard so that.
But think about this. Well, maybe they haven't done it. They haven't done it because maybe they're still perfecting it. But you might say, oh, well, they're gonna go and they're gonna have another revolution. Like, you really think if all these governments are not in it together, that they can't just kill us off if they wanted to?
Yeah. I mean, here's the
So
thing.
why would they be afraid? Like, they have more technology. Even if we're not talking about nuclear bombs or anything, just with the amount of guns that they have, if they really wanted to do a massacre, a lot of people will die and other people will be so scared that they'll become slaves. They don't want to die. So it's not like they have to kill everybody.
I think they're done with us. I mean, now that they can literally grow farms underground, they don't need us anymore. Obviously, they're going to get these robots perfected in 10 years, 5, 10 years time, where they don't need us. This is where the vaccine comes in. Okay, they see it Like a lot of people are going to have no jobs because we're going to be replaced by robots or AI. And so how are we going to get rid of them? We're going to have a lot of people with a lot of problems. The vaccine is what's going to, I think, be the reset. I think, and it'll be comply or die. You don't take the vaccine, then you're going to be locked in jail and have your kids taken away. I'm probably going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my kids, all this over the vaccine. I think that's how they're going to, I think really they're just done with us. Before they needed us as slaves, the more people, the more slaves. But now, look, here's something I thought interesting. These immigrants, foreigners that come from, do you think that their government is okay with the foreigners leaving their country to not pay taxes? They're coming over to Canada, America, all these countries, and that's their tax cattle is leaving. Do you think the government is okay with that?
Well, yeah, I think so because they're on it together. They don't really need money. Money is just an illusion for you to keep working.
A lot of these foreigners believe whatever the government tells them. And I think that they were brought here. Like you ask typical most foreigners, they'll believe whatever the government or the mainstream media tells them. I talk to them. I have a pulse on what they think.
I think work was just made so you could help them build the technology that they need to the point where they don't need us anymore. It's not about the money. They have all the money they could want and all that. They just needed us to do the work. Because believe it or not, there is scientists and there is doctors and all these people that they do work for the good intentions. They're trying to make medicine. They're trying to all these things, right? So they pay them because, they're not going to do it for free. So they pay them and they build the system. But really, all they're trying to do is steal the ideas of humanity to then use that ideas to create technology and then not need us anymore. I don't really think they give a shit about taxes or not, especially not now. Maybe back then, but not now. And what I think is going to happen is somehow with the technology, they're figuring out that there's going to be another like biblical event like a flood or an asteroid or something. And that's why they're rushing this new world order to make you completely slaves so then they could finally finish off their plan, which it's either going to be being in caves or underground or going to another planet. The point is, I feel like they know something's coming. What it is, what's causing it, I don't know. I don't know if it's Nibiru. I don't know if it's a potion. I don't know if it's the sun. I don't know if it's God, but something's coming and they know it.
I
That's
think what
why.
it's they last year, the vaccine debate, they were getting their asses handed to them. I mean, it was getting to the point where they just would refuse to debate anti-vaxxers. And same with the flat earth. I mean, what this is a perfect way to shut down the flat earth. No one's talking about flat earth. Everyone's talking about coronavirus. So really, that's another thing. If you replace coronavirus with anti-Semitism, okay, you want to understand that aspect too. So I think that they were getting their asses. The internet's a beautiful thing, just like Jesus's message. That's a beautiful thing. The internet, YouTube, beautiful thing. But it's just going to be perverted over the years and rewritten. And the kids of the future will say, you could comment on YouTube videos. You could actually like and dislike. What? That's crazy. So, that way to look at it.
Well, I just had a random idea. I think there is a dome. I think the earth is flat, but it's a dome also. They can't get out. They've been trying to get out for the longest. I think most likely the aliens are outside of the dome. And I think with technology, they have created weapons that they are pretty sure can break the dome. So what they're doing is getting technology and they're gonna shoot it at the dome and it's gonna cause like mayhem. It's gonna be like worse than anything. And a lot of people are gonna die. And they're just using the technology to try to be safe to survive the aftermath of them breaking the dome open. And that's why they haven't gone to the moon or anything like that, because they can't. They're stuck here. And their whole intention is to get out, and they don't care how many people need to die in order to get out.
Yeah, that could be one theory. I was thinking, I was trying to think of something, but I forgot about it. It's getting pretty late for me. I'm gonna have to go to bed here. I work tomorrow, so 5 a.m. in the morning. So
What time is it?
for me it's 9 o'clock, so
Oh, okay. But yeah, bro, I want to do a part two, and if you can, I don't know, because I've seen some detailed videos about Flat Earth. Like, if you have any of that info, come back and tell us, like about the curvature and the ocean and the fish lands, like, but like come more detailed, because this conversation, we touched on it, but we went all over the place.
yeah.
And I've actually want to understand it, because I understand a few things when I watch the videos, but then some things I'm like, I don't get it. So if you know how to explain it kind of a little bit less scientific, like more layman's terms.
I would do a QA kind of thing. Just if you got a couple questions, there's not any questions I haven't heard. There's literally every question I've heard every question you can think of. So yeah, if you want to do a part two, I'm down with that.
Yeah. I want to do a part two, because I it matches with a lot of stuff that I believe and that I've heard. But like when I've seen these videos that they talk scientifically about the degrees and how high, and if you go this high, you'll see it flat or you'll see the edge. Like, explain it to me with the science. So see if I could get it, because
Here, I'll leave you with this. Okay, the men who laid the foundations for the heliocentric model, they had no concept of electricity. Okay, they didn't have access to high altitude flight. A lot of people have never heard of this, but the My Electric Universe. Check out My Electric Universe. He still thinks the Earth's a ball and all that stuff. But I'm here to tell you that the sun is not a gas fireball. And that it's electric. They're hiding the secrets of free energy, electromagnetism, and that the sun isn't what you think. It's not a gas fireball. If you ever look at the close-ups of the sun, you'll see these arching, like volcano eruptions, and they arch back down because of the gravity. That's computer animation. If you ever really look at the sun with a filter, you'll see that there are sunspots, there are black spots. You won't see arcing like you do in the NASA pictures. So I'll just leave you with that the heliocentric model was the foundations were laid on people that had no concept of electricity. So here's
let
another,
me.
all the stars are the same size. If you look, go out there and you look at them, they're relatively the same size. And they explain it away by saying this star is 100 million miles away and it's this big. It's 100 billion times bigger than that sun, which is that closer. Okay. So here's the thing. The Big Dipper, it doesn't change in all the years that you've seen. The Big Dipper does not change one bit. It stayed the same. There's a blacks. So when you're going down a highway, you see a bunch of poles that are real close, like a fence. You're going by, and the fence, the poles are going by real fast. But there's a tree in the background. That's going really slow. Okay. That's called parallax. That is absent in the stars. There is no parallax in the stars. And you look at time-lapse photography and you see that they do perfect star trails. Okay. That's impossible. If we're in an ever-expanding, spiraling, ever-expanding universe, then you would see parallax. You would see these constellations change from literally minute to minute. If they are that far away, millions of miles away, there's no stellar parallax. What? So, right? It's something to think about that it's an electric universe, that the stars are electric and it's not what you think they are. They're not gaseous fireballs that are massively huge and that can go supernova and create a black hole, blah, 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 right? So I just want to leave you with that.
All right, some food for thought right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me ask you this thing though. supposedly this is science, right? And science hates God, right? So why call it electromagnetic? Why call it electricity? Why call things an elevator? You know that L-E-L?
I know, Devel, right, the elect, it's the worship of a God, right, I know about this, Jordan Maxwell goes into detail on it, and it's the
Yeah, so
worship
that,
of God.
so this is what I'm saying. Like, they're supposed to be against God, but yet they're giving all these things God's name on it.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It's more than meets the eye to all these things. All right, brother. It was a pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Let's do a part two soon. Just keep my email and hit me up, or I'll hit you up and I'll let you know. And if you can come, come with some notes where we can go over evidence by evidence, why you think the flat earth is real.
Sounds good, man.
And I will definitely check out your channel. You said it's Renegade Broadcasting dot what?
Yeah, Renegade Broadcasting and just a space and com. I couldn't put the dot, so it's just a space com.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for listening to episode three. Topic was Flat Earth with my guest Renegade Broadcasting. And I have everybody have a good day.
Bye.